Welcome to the pre-show. Here on this Monday, I got the fan on. That's probably what you're hearing. And I was just watching this thing on Smithsonian, the Smithsonian Channel, which is one of my favorite new channels. Why am I, why does it bother me now when I see these shows about people and animals, about rescuing animals? I shouldn't say rescuing, because I get the work of people that rescue animals and that rehabilitate, you know, the animal so that it can either go back into the wild or so that it at least can live someplace safe. It kind of, now that to me is a worthwhile thing. But I was watching this thing of this woman who has a lion cub or some shit, and the animal has cerebral palsy, but she, you know, turn on the video cast. It was on, Alex. It's on now again. That's the second time I've turned a video cast on. Video cast on? Well, I've turned it on again. I mean, that's the second time, so it somehow is. And I wonder if I'm hitting a button or I'm doing something remote-wise here. Yeah, I got that, but and it will go straight to voicemail. But is the video cast on now? Because I just turned that. It's on now. Okay. It's on now, Alex. Excuse me. I gotta call my man. Whatever's going on with this motherfucking TriCaster, let's figure it out. Yeah, I know. I've just turned it on again. I've just turned it on again. It's on now? Okay. No problem. It takes a while to kick in, I understand. So that's something to keep. I'll keep an eye on that, man. But apparently our TriCaster has occasionally, the TriCaster turns off spontaneously. It happened in the middle of the show on Thursday. And it happened, I think, one more time between now and then. It just happened again this morning where I had turned the TriCaster on. Maybe I didn't, maybe I thought I turned it on. I didn't. I don't know. But anyway, our video cast is on. Our pre-show is underway. So, as I was saying, I was watching watching this thing about some woman with a lion cub. I really believe in taking care of animals. I really do. And especially wild animals that have been injured or hurt. And we don't want them to go into a zoo. And we don't want them to go to SeaWorld. We want them to be rehabilitated. And if they cannot be let loose in the wild, then kept in a place where they can live in relative normalcy with other animals and also be taken care of, fed, etc. Like Aquarium of the Pacific, which, by the way, I just got another, I just bought another six-pack of Diet Coke, and I saw the Aquarium of the Pacific tie-in they do. So if you get Diet Pepsi, right, if you get Diet Pepsi, they have these $2 rebates, $2 discounts on the Diet Pepsi can for Aquarium of the Pacific. It's over here in Long Beach, California. If you come to California for a vacation, go down there to the Aquarium of the Pacific. It's fantastic. They've got sea lions. They've got all kinds of animal life that they can support and rehab. They don't have whales. They don't have dolphins. There's no place big enough for those animals. Not to keep them for any length of time. You know, you're not going to keep, like, they have sea lions down at Aquarium of the Pacific because those animals are pretty well happy and content in their little sea lion area. You know, they have water, they have food, they fuck around with each other, and they do their thing. But dolphins obviously are animals that need to migrate longer distances. Whales are just too goddamn big, you know. They have sharks, they have manta rays down there. They've got a few. They have an aviary, and it's to rehab. They also have some mammal. You know, I don't know if you call it. Do you call an otter a marine mammal? Because there's otters that live up in the Pacific Ocean. There's freshwater otters, and there's some saltwater otters that live up off of Morro Bay, all the way on north on the coast of California. And I don't know what the hell you call those, but they also have rehabilitative facilities for those kind of animals. And everybody there is either a intern from some kind of a marine biology or biology program at a major university, or they've graduated and they are now postgraduate, you know, master's program, or having received their master's, they're moving on to their doctorate, scientists. And we met a couple of the kids there at Aquarium of the Pacific, one or two of them from South Carolina, another one is from Washington State, another a couple of kids are from Texas, from all over the country, a couple from Canada, working with these marine mammals. So, you know, it's pretty impressive. But I'm watching this thing on Smithsonian. There's this woman with the bear cub, a lion cub, excuse me, and it's like this animal is her fucking pet cat, you know. And I understand that this animal apparently had a form of cerebral palsy that animals get, or at least that lions get. And she was concerned, and she has this creature as, it appears to be, some kind of a pet. I don't know what she does for a living, but she's cutting up the, you know, meat for it, giving it its dish of food. She's laying there with it. It's sucking her finger. It's a baby. It's a pet. It's her. It's a member of her family. The only problem I have with any of this shit is that we tend to think that these creatures are human, and they're not, you know, and they don't really need us as much as they need other animals like them. You know, hanging out with human beings, a wild animal now. I'm not talking about a domesticated animal. I'm talking about a wild animal. And hanging out with human beings for wild animals may be better than being in the wild, sick, injured, and possibly in danger from other creatures. Maybe. But once it's healthy, it needs to either go back into the wild or be put in a place where there's other animals like it's itself, you know. And interact with those creatures and get back to being a fucking lion as opposed to some woman's goddamn pet. And then these people wonder why, when these animals reach a certain level of age of maturity, that they attack, they maul, they injure, sometimes seriously, human beings. You know, I mean, we've heard the stories a million times. Goddamn, you know, fucking lion or a chimpanzee, these fucking monkeys, Jesus Christ. We finally got the word on them? Fuck. I'm telling you. Goddamn woman with her fucking pet chimpanzee. Jesus. They ought to take every last one of them and as a humanitarian move, as a humane move, I should say, any chimpanzee living with humans, they ought to just fucking euthanize them. I'm serious. I'm dead fucking serious. Or put them back in a rehabilitative place. In other words, you know, get them back to the normal state of being a goddamn monkey instead of living in a fucking diaper with a human being, you know, sleeping in the same bed, sitting at the table, this kind of bullshit. Anybody really still do that? Motherfuckers like that deserve what they fucking get, you know. Fucking, it hacks me off. And I think the thing that's bugging me is that I'm watching this goddamn, I'm looking at this goddamn Facebook, you know, I keep going back to Facebook is an incredible place. It's an incredible place. Facebook is a place where as Max von Sydow said in Hannah and Her Sisters, you see the whole culture, Nazis, Christians, you know, you see the whole culture, violence. Boy, Facebook, you got a belly full of the culture on Facebook. But one of the things that I notice about Facebook is that there is a desperate need for something called dog book, because dog book is what these people want, man. They want to be on a social media site where there's nothing but fucking dogs and cats so that they can I think if they'd be happy if they could just talk to other dogs and cats. Talking to other humans that have dogs and cats may be okay, but talking to a fucking dog, I think, is what, you know. I think domesticated animals are good for people who don't have children and want to have children, but maybe it's too late. Maybe having a child, a human child, is too much work. There's too much money involved. They're not emotionally ready for that. But they do want to have an extended family of some kind. And so they have domesticated pets. That's what a domesticated pet is for. You know, so long as you're humane, that's what a domesticated pet's for. But a goddamn a wild animal, this motherfucker with his raccoon, this really fucking hacked me off. This fucking guy that was all over goddamn YouTube with his fucking raccoon, that dancing fucking hillbilly, remember that guy? And I even had an exchange of Facebook messages with another dumb fuck. This had to do with the fascist and repressive police state that we live in, because this asshole's getting his raccoon taken from him. Now, when you say that to people, the next step for them is to say, well, it's you just wait. That's just a symptom. So now the paranoia of the police state occurring reaches new proportions where you're living in a perfectly happy, you have a perfectly happy life. There's not a whole hell of a lot that's wrong, really, with your life, but you just don't trust it. You know? So I made a comment once. I said, gun control? I just saw a bunch of motherfucker militia out here against Clive Bundy with all the goddamn guns they could possibly ever fucking want. What are you talking about, Obama's taking the guns? Religious freedom? I see fucking churches on every corner in this goddamn country. Every goddamn city, every goddamn corner, there's a fucking church, there's a synagogue, there's mosques. They're all over the goddamn place. And so it went, you know. Well, that wasn't quite good. The logic of that didn't quite play with some guys. See, logic's not good enough for some people. What they have to do is then inject some fantasy into that logic. And here was the fantasy. The fantasy was, some people might say that a society looking to repress religion, a government looking to repress religion, would be very happy with your comments, Phil, that you just made there, that there is churches on every corner. Now, I took that to mean, and I did say to the guy, I said, we've reached a new level of paranoia here now, haven't we? It isn't that we actually can see religious repression, any real religious repression. We've got some Christians and some Muslims and some Jews and other people that bitch and piss. Frankly, the Jewish people are the least of the worries. I mean, I'm calling it the way I see it. I don't see Jewish people bellyaching and bitching about religious freedom anywhere fucking near as much as goddamn Christians. You want to know why? Because 6 million of them were put into fucking ovens about 70 years ago. That's why. You pull out with a fucking Christian, man, they'll get their goddamn shit straight, which I'm not recommending. But I got to tell you something. In their own way, Christians are alienating this fucking world when they say things like, well, there may be religious repression that you're not seeing, Phil. Where? I mean, real religious... Understand, you're not talking to a brain surgeon, but I'm not stupid either. So when you come to me with some fucking proof of religious repression, motherfucker, you better have it going on, okay? Because I know what the fuck I'm talking about, and I know what religious repression is, and there ain't none of that shit happening in America. Not a fucking bit of it. Not even a little fucking bit. Religion, freedom of religion does not mean you get to do any goddamn thing you want in the name of God. You know that, right? You've got to be fucking smart enough to know that, right? Okay. I got to do my own morning thing. There's Mother fucking Angelica. There's the Word Network with these other assholes. And then there's Phil. Good morning and welcome to Phil. Thank you. When are we going to get this fucking Ustream going, man? I want to do one free fucking video cast a week. Not of the show. I'm going to do a free fucking video cast of me. I'm going to be the new Dr. Gene Scott. I'm going to put a fucking ball cap on or some shit like that. I'm going to sit. I'm going to have chicks with big tits. Oh, yeah. Just like good old Gene. Anyway, this guy says, I said, what are you talking about, man? I said, well, what is that paranoid thinking? Some may say that. Maybe. But we know from history basically how it's done. Now, we live in such a high-tech society that the dumb fucking geeks that, the dumb fucking tech geeks that wish their computers could suck their own dicks, like that movie Her, you know, which was very brilliantly reviewed in the New York Times when basically they said, grow the fuck up. Your computer can't fuck you, okay? These two fucking computer dicks, these two nerds, one's a female, one's a male, they have some... Their computer has advanced to the point of having an emotional response, and they can talk to humans, and they, you know, they think they can be in a relationship with a human. And this fucking guy falls in love with his fucking computer. He basically falls in love with a female voice coming out of his computer, played by Scarlett Johansson, or Johansson, or Yo Mama. Granted, I can understand a guy falling in love with Scarlett Johansson, but don't you want to have the whole package there? But anyway... So, because of those assholes, now they believe anything is possible with computers, and that includes with the high tech of the government repressing your religion while you don't know it's happening. For instance, they could this, that. Now, all of these scenarios that I hear these fucking morons, and they are idiots. I mean, they know all about computers, but people, the world, they don't know a goddamn thing. All of these scenarios that they lay out, when applied to real life, I believe, based on previous experience we've had with theory and the application of theory to life, I believe practically all of them would never ever get off the fucking ground, would never get any traction, because real life has a way of throwing a multitude of variables. So if you said, we could take all the Bibles and gradually we could eliminate certain phrases and words and just work the Bibles out there into... I guarantee you that right now there's some fucking asshole working overtime somewhere in the middle of America reading every new edition of a Bible that comes out to make sure that it's all intact and that they're not ripping out, you know, phrases and shit like that. Or he may just be holding on to his old Bible because you don't know what the government can do with the new Bibles. I'm telling you. You know, is that kind of repression you're talking about? Are you talking about, or are you saying that I said to a Christian, no, you may not molest a child? Are you saying, is that religious repression? I just want to know. No, of course it isn't, Phil. Don't be fucking stupid. All right. Okay. All right. I got to get both parameters out of the way here. Are you saying when I say you can't smoke marijuana, it's religious repression? Ah. Well, the government has made... they've made certain exceptions or for people who use drugs for religious purposes. We know this with Native Americans. I believe there's some other areas, and I think it's an individual basis, and who knows? You know, I guess everyone that may think he's using drugs for religious purposes feels that he has an absolute, complete freedom to do that, and the government hasn't got anything to say about it. Yes, the government does. Here's the thing about it. Here's the thing about living in a society. Freedom... We have. There's no society in the history of the world that's been as free. But you also recognize the success of that freedom is dependent upon a society holding together and everybody pushing in the same direction. And when you begin to elbow your way through the fucking crowd like so many motherfuckers think they were born to do, you then have to be, excuse me for a minute, you have to be stopped and asked, why are you going through the crowd like that, man? Can maybe you move through the crowd like this? Well, wait a minute, I got the phone. I'm free to do... No, because you're elbowing fucking people. What does that mean? You're molesting children. You're smoking marijuana that may or may not be good for the, you know, the community at large. You're giving it to children. You're shouting fire in a crowded theater. You're denying medical treatment. You're doing all of this in the name of your religious freedom. Well, we as a society have taken a good, long, hard look at this, and we have come to this conclusion. You can do whatever you fucking want for yourself, but you can't do it to fuck with other people, especially people that are not old enough to decide for themselves. Well, how dare you? How dare we? How dare you? To think that your goddamn religion, because you say God talked to you, because you say God talked to your ass, you get to, you know, do whatever the fuck you want. All right. So that having been said, now here's this little tiger. I'm going to show you this little guy. This is this little lion, I guess is what he is. And he lives, what country is that, South Africa or something? This chick, there she is with her fucking lion cub. Now the lion has cerebral palsy. And so therefore she needs to take care of him and they take him to the clinic. Now, I don't know where she found this guy. I don't know what her relationship is to this lion cub. Maybe she's a veterinarian. I don't know. She's taking this animal to a clinic. Now they're flying the little fucker. Where the hell is she going with this guy? Crew? Africa is... I guess it's South Africa. And she has flown this little guy to her boyfriend's estate here. I'm just kidding. I don't know what this is. And maybe this is a rehabilitative place for tiger cubs, which I could really get into. If they got a place for tiger and lions where they can rehabilitate, that's cool. Look at this guy with the big ears. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Because if these animals can't survive in the wild because of some illness or disease, like this guy here with his cerebral palsy, then they need to be placed someplace where they can be with other animals. So that's this woman's doing a responsible thing, I think. Just me, I don't know shit, but that's my instinct on this stuff, and I'm sticking with it. Look at that, man. There's my fucking mic stand. All right, okay. I know we all want to look at the cute little lion cub. What is this fucking animal with the ears? What the Christ is that thing? Look at the ears on that thing. That's Biff Gunderson. Now, when these creatures get big enough and they become full-grown lions, now where the fuck do they go? Yeah? See that poor little guy? He's kind of fallen over. He's got a little bit of a... So here's... Now, here's the other thing is, you know, how do you protect him from the other animals that see he's weak and may want to exploit that? I don't know. Anyway, I love that channel. It's the Smithsonian channel. What are they doing? They're building a new... Let's build a new tree just for Cahuba or, you know... See, they're making new places for them to play. That's cool. I mean, like I said, places where if an animal is injured, but goddamn it, these motherfuckers with their fucking pet cats, animals that should be in the wild, but they think it's fun. They like to have them around because it somehow inflates the size of their dick or something, having wild animals in their home. You know what? They ought to arrest those sons of bitches. Anyway, this goddamn, that raccoon motherfucker, goddamn, that pissed me off. And this fucking guy says to me, an example of repression? Because some fucking hillbilly can't dance with his raccoon? Do you understand that there are certain things that have to be taken into consideration? If that animal has any kind of, is rabid at any point, has any kind of disease, not to mention the fact, if that guy is keeping that animal... Frankly, it's animal cruelty. It's a wild animal. It's not a domesticated animal. Well, what's the difference? Fucking learn it, man. Don't ask me. Learn what the difference is. The difference has to do with literally thousands of years of breeding on the one hand and thousands of years of living in the wild on the other. And that animal lives in the wild, cannot live with humans without something happening. And it's generally not good, you know. It cannot fucking live with human beings without something happening. Now, here's this girl here who's, she's all, and there's the lion cub, and they're very cute and cuddly. Yeah, they're cute and cuddly until they have your ass for breakfast. Then they ain't cute and cuddly now, are they? No, I don't think they are. Okay. Welcome to the program, folks. Coming up, we have... I was going to mention Pastor William Renick is going to be at our... Pastor William Renick will be at the one-man show Wednesday night. Margaret Gray will be singing an additional song at the show on Wednesday night. Again, Pastor William Renick will be making an appearance. Margaret Gray singing an additional song or two. We'll have an appearance by Frank Gray. Look at that guy. That little tiny cat. What is that? That's a monkey. And he's checking out what he's eating. And so anyway... And other things that we will announce as we get closer. Did some rehearsing this weekend. You know, I'm going to get out to the club early on Wednesday night and do a little more, you know, on the stage there. And it ought to be one holy hell of a good time. Now we're going to get over to our sound effects here. Just pick up some... It's not loud at all, is it? All right. We're also going to have autographed pictures. I know a lot of people down through the years have said, Phil, have you got a picture that you can autograph and send to me, or my mom or my dad or my sister or my brother would like a picture of you autographed? And we never had any until now. We got a shitpot load of them, as a matter of fact, and we're going to have them out at the show on Wednesday night to autograph. And the other thing is, we really should have a stack in our studio or at our fulfillment area so that we can send to people autographed pictures along with any merchandise. So, in other words, we definitely do include our autographed photographs. With the purchase of, if you request it, with the purchase of an item in our merchandise store. Okay? All right. Beautiful, man. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Let me click on our feed to tune in. We're now with our tune-in listeners as well as our Listen Live listeners. And again, good to be with all you guys here this morning. I think Margaret...
Well, I do have a song that I would like to sing this morning. It will be something that I don't know. I don't know whether I'm going to do it in the show or not.
Okay. Bud, what have you got?
Yeah, just more last-minute details on a one-man show.
All right, great.
And don't forget, you don't want to go long-winded. Just a reminder, don't be long-winded about any of this baloney.
Yeah, but remember you said it was too long-winded on some stuff?
Yeah, it was just the show on Saturdays, our BSP-only Saturday show, and I was going on and on about some bullshit, so you guys got to keep me honest.
Well, when you say you want us to keep you honest, Phil, does that mean you want us to interrupt you and say that it is beginning to bore me?
Obviously, no. I don't want you to do that, Margaret.
Well, then what do you want, Phil? Because there's a lot of different ways we can go with this.
You can simply say, you know, give me the high sign, Phil, time out, or...
All right, so this is time out.
No, this is time out.
No, that's cut. When you draw the finger across the throat, that means cut, that means end it.
Well, that's what you want.
Yeah, okay, do that.
All right, well, that looks very violent.
Fine, it looks violent, just... We'll be, okay, so let's get ready to do this thing, everybody. Oh, man, I'm telling you. It is it's a wild thing. All right, for sports fans, time now for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.